time for headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Ascension Health. Again, Justin Furstenfeld, Blue October, playing Whitewater Amphitheater April 23rd. We have your chance at those tickets coming up in just a moment. Hold on for that. Unethical teasing. I'm not really going to do the story, but let me just tell you some important headlines. Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth II for more than seven decades, died 99 years old. That's what old people do. They die. Which one is he?
He's the one that looks like he's been dead for a couple of years.
I was going to say, I'm picturing just the whitest man ever. Just so unbelievably pasty white. Like one of those people, when you touch their skin, it turns pink for like a minute and a half. And he's very bald.
That's him.
That's the guy?
That's him, yeah.
Okay. Well, rest in peace.
I think he was
Prince
in the headlines because he was still driving or something recently.
And they finally
be like, hey, enough of that.
Yeah. Knock that off, man. Headline, woman finds out she has two vaginas while giving birth. Again, I'm not going to do it. If that sounds interesting to you, go find it. The details of the story are not fun. Also, I don't know that exists or is possible.
Oh, no, it's totally possible. There was a kid in India born last week that had three penises.
Three penises?
Three penises, yeah.
Really?
One was 2 centimeters, one was only 1 centimeter. So that's interesting that they would be different lengths. But yeah, unfortunately, when all these things happen...
Two penises feels a little weird.
Yeah.
Three penises.
Yeah, but unfortunately, these things are rarely... You know, and
I remember Deb used to get off on the double diaphilus, whatever the guy just
triphalophilus.
Had two dongs, and I was like, "That's fake. That's made up, man." All right,
nah, dude,
you're watching too many sci-fi movies. Well, they should get together with this lady with the two vaginas, but I am not going to tell you about that story because this is very important. Send back your Satan shoes, guys. I don't know. What was this, like a week and some ago? It took over the world for a few days that Lil Nas X put out some custom Satan shoes. It was a partnership with a art collective in New York called MSCHF. I'm going to again say, I think that's mischief, but you know the kids these days. They don't laugh around with no vowels, okay?
Yeah. No, I think you nailed it.
Mischief customized 666 pairs of Nike Air Max 97s. Didn't there was a drop of blood in every one of them?
Yeah.
How about that?
I think it was just used in like maybe the dye or the paint or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But whenever I see like the Nikes, they always have like those little the shock absorber pads that look like you could be like, I feel like I want it to be cushioned with Lil Nas X's blood.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm interested in your blood shoes. If you just work it into the dye or whatever, I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Well, immediately sued by Nike, who was like, hey, we are not behind these Satan shoes. That's not cool what they did. They sued them and they have reached a settlement. The detail's not available. I mean, does Nike want money from the Mischief Art Collective? What are they going to do? What does Nike do? I'm sure it's more just a cease and desist sort of situation.
I mean, they're not probably going to get a whole amount of money, but it's more just like, hey, the next person that thinks that they can do this, watch your ass.
You better watch it.
Nike's coming for
Nike
you.
Nike will make you make your life miserable. Well, this detail is clear. If you were one of the lucky people who spent way too much money on your customized Nike Air Max Satan shoes, you're supposed to give them back.
Okay.
It's a voluntary recall. Mischief has asked anyone who already has a pair to return them, and you will get a full refund. Now, obviously, nobody's coming to bang down your door to take your shoes away, but Nike says, quote, purchasers who choose not to return their shoes and later encounter a product issue, defect, or health concern should contact Mischief, not Nike, end quote. Which, does anybody return shoes under warranty? Is there a shoe product defect? Can I return?
I mean, I guess when you're one of these sneakerheads,
are your shoes insured?
Shoes or rare shoes or collector's things, maybe, but no.
Do you think anybody returns their Satan shoes?
No.
Weren't they filthy expensive?
I believe they were like $666 or $3,000. I think, you know what?
Well, if one of those makes sense and one of them is just a random number.
I think they sold 666 pairs
I
of
said
$3,000 shoes.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then you know.
But how much were they?
I'm going to say $3,000.
Then I know. I don't. I would say return them unless the value has gone up. Because, look, man, you only got them for the likes, all right? You already got them. You got them on the gram. Now send them back and get your 3Gs back.
$1,018 per pair of shoes. So split the difference.
Does that number have 1,018? I'm sure it's...
Stop asking follow-up questions about these damn shoes.
It's going to be some verse 10:18, right? I bet you that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know things. Send your Satan shoes back if you like. And while we're talking about Lil Nas X, again, I'm so out of this world. What is happening here? There's a free online video game. It's sort of from the Guitar Hero or Dance Dance Revolution. Mm-hmm. It's called Twerk Hero, where your instrument is a butt.
Yep. It's fun. I played it this morning.
You played Twerk Hero this morning?
Yeah, you click on his butt with the mouse, and then when the arrow goes to the left, you make him twerk left and then right. So you're basically going back and forth and up and down. And
listen, we didn't run into disaster or anything like that, but I would say you were a good 90 seconds to 3 minutes late on the prep this morning. Is that because you're playing Twerk Hero back
then?
Maybe.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Jason, Dick, and Friends stained. Stained. At Mouse Eve tweets at Jason, Dick, AF says, I do ON/GYN. I'm supposed to say that? I do some kind of ultrasounds. I can confirm women can have two of everything: vaginas, cervixes, uteruses, uteri.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this lady in the story had. But again, I didn't the details a little. The human body, it's unbelievable. How? Goddamn, that is just the one.
Well, the question is whether those are both her vaginas or if she absorbed like a twin in utero, and that's like a weird chimera vagina. Because that happens all the time with, like, sometimes...
She wouldn't have, like, an extra arm or, you know, a couple of necks. It would just be the reproductive parts that she would double up on?
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. It just is weird about what happens and
golly,
things. Yeah.
Mother Nature.
I remember there was a lady years
Jesus
ago...
bodies.
That, like, her kids had separate DNA because it was, like, she was firing off one of her eggs and then, one of her absorbed twins' eggs. And so, like, they had separate DNA. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Within a half hour, your chance at a 6-person table to see Justin Furstenfeld of Blue October Whitewater Amphitheater April the 23rd. Hold on for that. But it's that time of week where the very angry Nicholas Haja. I say very angry. I'm looking across from him. He's wearing a T-shirt today that's got a cat with a unicorn horn coming out of his head.
Mm-hmm.
You're a weird dude, man.
It's also written by Deadpool.
Weird dude. Just an opportunity for him to release some of the anger, hit the pressure release valve. It's a segment called Dear Redacted.
Nick Hoshka gets butt hurt, but he don't want to say any names. So he says, Dear Redacted, and it keeps him from going insane.
The idea, Nick, takes out the name of the person, mm-hmm. redacts the name of the person he's angry with so as to not get anybody's feelings hurt, get us sued. Sometimes you can figure out who it is, oftentimes because we just tell you who it is.
Yeah, we're very bad at the secrecy.
What do we have this week, and why is it Trevin?
I think he's clean on this one.
Just kidding, Trevin. Hang on, I did have something. Oh! Sorry to interrupt your bit right from the beginning.
Yeah, sure.
Brags about his leading the Masters pool on day one guy. Don't be that guy. We just did this, okay? Okay, I'm very impressed that you had Oral Roberts over Ohio State in the first round. The fact that you made that pick, I assure you, you put in a bad enough bracket that you can't win. And you know what? You didn't win. When you're leading our Masters pool, they're not even off the course. It's just midway through Thursday afternoon, and Trevin's getting at me is like, look at Terp City, number one on the leaderboard. I'm like, we barely started the thing. Knock it off.
Is that different than the guy who brags before the tournament even begins that your stupid fantasy golf draft on your sports show, they let you pick all the best golfers?
Stop
and
referencing things okay. People don't know about, okay?
Yeah.
All right?
I'm talking
about Trevin. And
if you are number one on this leaderboard, you would absolutely be bragging about it day one.
I would not do that kind of thing.
That's do as I say, not as I do, guy. Don't be that guy.
Sorry. Go for it, Nick.
Speaking of other shows and things you just told me not to do, Dear Redacted! Keep my damn name out of your mouth when you're talking about OnlyFans, okay?
Oh, no.
You've been dying for some radio beef for years. You want us to fight with other shows, and I'm here for it, okay? And I have audio clips.
I have wanted beef.
Yes, yeah. You have. I'm here. Your man Beto on your sports show.
Redacted.
I happened to be listening the other day, and I heard this little snippet when you guys are.
First
talking.
Of all, you should probably ask your producer Nick from the 101X morning show. You do because I really do not. All honesty, looking in your eyes, I've never been on this site.
You're saying Nick knows about those things?
I think he might. Maybe Nick a friend told him or something.
It seems like the
type. Yeah, it's kind of like you like sign up for individual things, and then you can also tip and give them money.
Hmm. Now, you kind of cut me off before I get set up that
you
was talking about
to
OnlyFans.
You said, here's the clip, and you pointed. Don't point when I'm supposed to play
that
the thing.
That was not the point. I'm about to do a drop some heat point.
Poor board work on my
Beto
part.
Beto was talking. We were talking about I'll the bad baby and the OnlyFans. Yeah. And you guys were asking him how OnlyFans works. And he just throws my name in there like, I do because I'm sad and go to OnlyFans things. I don't know what his reasoning was. But just, you know what? Stop worrying about my cookies. And maybe worry about selling some of your juices, Beto, okay? Because I've seen the receipts.
Shots
somebody
fired.
Is number two in the country, and somebody is, like, way down the list. So, okay, maybe stop worrying about how OnlyFans.com works and start worrying about how Squeeze.com works. That's where you send people to juice cleanses, tell them Nick from 101X sends you. Maybe one of you guys can say Beto. I'll throw Beto a bone, give you one of my juice cleanses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Also, at the end of that clip, I don't know if we've got to it or not, he knows exactly how it works. Is you sign up, you pay them a monthly fee, and then you can order request special videos.
You think he was just using that as an opportunity to dunk on you?
For some reason, just wanted to throw my name in the mud, and that's fine, Beto. We can do that. If you want to do that, you know what? I'm going to tell people, I'm the reason you have that job, okay?
Don't start with it. That is not true.
Once upon a time, some people were talking, like, hey, what do you think about Beto? I said, you know what? Beto's good. It's going to be a really good sports show. And it is. You guys are the best. You guys are
Thank
great.
Thank you. We are
listen to KOJ AM Sports Talk 4-6.
Excellent cross-promoting there, my guy.
You can shoulder the blame.
Do I sound different on that radio station just hearing that clip?
First of all, you should probably ask your producer, Nick, from the 101X morning show you do, because I really do not. All honesty, looking in your eyes, I've never been on this site.
You're saying Nick knows about those things?
I think he might. Maybe.
Do I sound different on that show than I? Is it just the mics? Is it the AM-ness coming through? What's happening over there?
It just puts that conservative filter.
You know, I don't run the board over there like I do here, where obviously all of the levels are always appropriately masterfully adjusted. I always feel like he doesn't have my mic loud enough. But I can't be that. I can't be the thing. I can't
be that.
Yes.
My mic is not loud enough.
No,
guy.
I don't. I've done it for nearly 2 years now, and I'm always just like, okay, I'll just talk louder because I feel like you've got Beto turned up to 11 and Ed is at a 14, and I'm over here. But
you know, maybe it's because you're used to the other people before you just talking at like an 11 and you're just at a normal, a reasonable 10 and it just sounds weird.
The show that's on before us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've got some.
Hey, more KOBJ AM content coming up later on today. I thought that your whole thing, your beef with, you told me you were going to have beef with Beto. I thought it was going to be all about the juice world, which, yeah, let's just take another opportunity. You're number two in the nation? How about that?
I think so.
I think it's the stellar endorsement work.
Spent extra time in the shower just rubbing my skin because it just felt so nice and good, and I assume that's all from Squeeze.com and their delicious juice cleanses.
That sounds like a guy who's number two in the country in juice moving.
Couldn't have done without you people. Keep it up.
But
I
think it was probably because we specifically did a bit about how awesome you are at commercial endorsements, but that this is the opportunity for the Nick sympathizers to rally for you and go to Squeeze.com and put Nick in the box and whatever, and apparently they did so.
Lose some weight.
I was listening to your spot earlier that is just littered with words that's not how you say that word. Man, do you love saying contact-free delivery?
Mm-hmm.
I realized that because I have a spot that has the words contact, and I just breezed over the contact-free, and I was like, man, Nick's really crushing me in the contact-free enunciation. You love saying that, right?
Well, I used to love saying directly leading to global warming.
Directly.
I got fired from that one, so now I have to settle for I don't know. They haven't renewed. I don't know.
Okay, sorry. I'm all over the place today. Give me another one.
Dear Redacted! That's a really sweet Legend of Zelda cake that you got there, bro, but I question your credentials as a gamer. Stick to your Minecraft, maybe your Fortnite. Seems like more of an Animal Cross guy than Legend of Zelda. Do you know about Legend of Zelda?
I have no idea what you're talking about. What?
I got a text from my man Jason Dick on Tuesday. It's just a sweet picture of a birthday cake that's Legend of Zelda themed. It's got the Master Sword sticking inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, Bonham's cake has your tattoo.
What?
Which, that's fine. I'm planning to get a Legend of Zelda Triforce tattoo on my hand. I might do it this weekend. I have to drive to San Marcos. I don't know yet. We'll figure out how it goes.
On your hand. Are we sure about this?
No. And I admit it, it's a basic bitch tattoo when it comes to video game tattoos. It's fine. I accept that. Only real ones get it on their hands because that's what it is in the canon. But... I question whether your stepson is enough of a Zelda fan to get a Zelda cake.
Well, first of all, it was his mom who picked it out for him. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know it was a Zelda thing. How about some friendship points for your boy Jason Dick over here who saw that? And I was like, I think, isn't that the logo that Nick wants to get tattooed on him? Now, again, until you just told me, I didn't realize it was a Zelda thing, which I'm sure you've told me several times.
That's fine. You stay out.
That is weird because I don't even know. Is he a Zelda guy? I wouldn't have thought.
He's got a Switch, so I'm sure he played Breath of the Wild. Spoiler alert. That's okay.
Oh.
This kid, I don't. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Can I just point out that you dear redacted first and just openly said Beto's name? Then you dear redacted another one, and instead of using his calling him Bombolito, you said his actual name on the radio. I'm trying to protect a child's privacy.
That's my bad. That's on me. That was on me.
AJ tweets at Jason Dick AF, says, I'm on day three of my three of five on my cleanse. I did spend a little extra time in the shower.
Thank you, AJ.
You played, AJ.
Thank you.
Here's more Jason Dick and Friends 101X.
Our friend Alyssa is back in studio with us this morning. Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
Good morning.
Is that working? Is everything good over there?
I don't think I hear anything.
Here, let me crank this. Let me try this for you. Is that doing anything for you? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
That knob does the volume thing.
Okay, there we go.
I don't know who's trying to sabotage you.
They're trying to.
Roxy left yesterday, turned the headphone volume all the way down, says, I don't know who the Friday friend is, but we're going to get him.
Oh, that's mean.
We're going to get him. I did that one. I was part of a collective of people back in the early 2000s. 101X weekend staff, there were significant rivalries that existed. And I may have been part of a group trying to take part and take down another group who just took Mike One out of program. And I was like, that guy's never going to figure it out. He's never going to. And so, yeah.
You're evil.
I know. I'm a terrible person. You know what? I didn't do that. That was the other guy who did that.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Alyssa, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Good to see you again.
Beautiful day.
Yeah. We have Blue October tickets to give away in just a second. Hold on for that. Let me fire through some of these tweets. Romero in ATX says, Nick, did you just redact a teenager? This might want to be one of the few times I say it, but you need to strengthen your spirit, sir. Yeah, Nick just was calling out a 13-year-old kid on the show, which...
Maybe I should be calling out his mom for just getting this Zelda cake when you're just like, look, your kid is... He's a Fortnite kid. He's a Minecraft kid. Animal Crossing, not Zelda, okay? You don't know about Legend of Zelda 2, Link's Awakening. You don't know about Link to the Past.
You are a huge nerd.
Maybe Ocarina of Time. Cheers to Breath of Wild,
Nick tweeted a photo of the cake as well. Follow us at Jason Dick AF. And already
people nice cake.
Showering us with praise. And yeah, shout out to Cookie Girl Lizzie, who does her own cake business down in Canyon Lake that my girl contracted for her work. And yeah, that's I didn't eat any of it. I'm sure it was delicious. Too fat, but it looks good, Lizzie. Looks good.
I also might just be angry because I didn't get any of this leftover birthday cake. Nobody brought some in the studio.
Aww.
That's fine. That's fine. But
you might be angry about the Lizzie Central. You know what? Not going to go there. Alyssa, let's talk about you for a second.
Yes, all about me.
Alyssa, I know you don't want to probably discuss exactly your positions in the building. But
I'm trying to be discreet.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Do they know that you're coming down here just to hang out with us while you're on the...
I cannot answer that.
Yeah. Alyssa may or may not work closely with some of my down-the-hall associates, and hugely unethical. Let me just... What's going on the Todd and Don show today?
Hey, everybody. Todd Jeffries here. Coming up tomorrow on the Todd and Don Show, Governor Greg Abbott says bills are working their way through the state House and Senate that would make the state...
Okay, great. I'm sure they're crushing it with that down there today. Let me ask you this. because I think you might be responsible for this. And don't incriminate yourself if you don't want to.
Okay.
What is this music in the promo?
Okay? I do not make this.
I would. Oh, that's not you?
Nope, it
Listen,
is not me.
I would never accuse those guys or anybody on that station of fear-mongering with their programming. But this is a goddamn Halloween.
Hey, everybody,
music.
Todd Jeffries here. Coming up tomorrow on the Todd and Don Show, Governor Greg Abbott says...
At some point, I feel like Don is going to jump out of the corner and stab a guy.
That might happen. You'll have to listen. No, so I think this is just really Todd's way of trying to incorporate some sort of what he thinks is levity. Like he likes hip hop. So I think he's trying to make it sound like it's not so serious, but it does sound more serious than the music that I chose before. So I don't get put in that decision process.
I want us to try to steal that music for our promos. Just like give me that scary a woman goes viral on TikTok for having double vaginas.
If you want it, I'll get it for you.
What fast food life hacks are you not ordering enough of?
Hang on a second. Todd Jeffries likes hip hop?
Yes.
Really?
That's what he says.
That's not very very Leander Cedar Parky of you, Todd. But all right. Look, I never know what's real about that.
Now I want to know.
Except for the quality.
Now you want to go over there and talk to him. Huh?
Here's my question: is he singing all the lyrics? And he's singing along.
You know what?
I bet he is. He sounds like the guy that's singing all of them in his car.
The hard R.
All right.
Back to Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
Justin Furstenfeld of Blue October is playing a show. Whitewater Amphitheater, April 23rd. We have a six-person table to give away when we play.
I'll have what she's having.
How do you feel about that intro? Is that one still working?
I love that.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
That's fun.
I'll Have What She's Having is, for some reason, the name of our TVGuide.com game. Oh, this is how it works. Is Nick is going to read us the TVGuide.com description of a movie, plot, whatever. And then me and you, we're going to buzz in with our names when we think we know the film in question. Now, if you buzz in too early, get it wrong. Minus a point.
Oh,
negative point. So don't get the premature evacuations on that thing.
Oh, no.
But if you get it correct, so he's going to read the description, and eventually it includes the cast list. But if you buzz in before he's offered the cast, there's bonus point palooza where you can get extra points for naming people in the cast. You know what? I'll tell you when we get to that part. There's a lot of complicated.
I think I'm going to do really well in this one. Course.
Alyssa tells me that you're a big movie trivia person, right?
I love movies.
Well, good, because I am. Also,
are you terrible?
I am a competitor in this game.
Ooh, I like competition.
we'll see what we have here.
Oh,
and we each play on behalf of a listener. John called first, chose Team Jason. Well played. Oh, okay. I see what you did. Nick is writing funny notes. you're very funny. Paul, you get Alyssa. I mean, if Alyssa wins, Paul, you're going to get the Blue
October. You don't get me, Paul.
You're
going to
get the Blue October tickets. All right. Everybody ready?
You
understand how the game works, how things are going to happen?
Okay, got it.
Let's do it. Haji?
A struggling actor who disguises himself as a woman to land a job.
Alyssa.
On a soap, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to say Mrs. Doubtfire.
Are you saying that?
Yeah, I guess. I didn't hear the last part. See, that's what I get.
Yeah. No.
God dang it! What is it? It's something, and it stars Dustin Hoffman.
A actor who disguises himself as a woman to land a job on a soap.
I'm walking
and
here.
Becomes a hit, fooling his agent, his co-star, and maybe himself.
Is there a hint in the thing?
And it stars.
Can I steal?
No, you're out. You already lost.
Dustin Hoffman, Jessica Lange, Terry Garr, Dabney Coleman,
that's
Charles Durning,
Bill Murray. Okay. Bill Murray's in that movie? Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh.
I might have not really seen the whole thing in its entirety, leading to why I don't know the name of it. It's just one word, right?
Yes.
I feel like it's just somebody's name. Is it like Trudy or just Trina?
It's Trini.
Trini? Kisa Trini? Oh, God.
Oh,
I don't. Okay, I... Tootsie? Go! I pass.
It's Tootsie.
Oh, it's Tootsie.
Oh, no.
There's Amanda. God dang it, son
also,
of a...
I'm walking here as Midnight Cowboy.
The Dustin Hoffman?
Yes. That one is.
Listen, man. For me, it's Rain Man, it's Outbreak, the end, Dustin Hoffman. Okay? Get out of here with your...
And Hook? No Hook?
Really
okay,
all
right. Well.
He doesn't know Hook stuff.
He doesn't know Hook.
He doesn't know Hook stuff. Roof,
okay, it's a 0-1. Off to a great start here. Nick, the second one. There's five of them, so it's plenty of anybody's game.
Guy Ritchie wrote and directed this darkly comic crime thriller about an unbelievably large diamond and the big and small-time thieves who try to get their hands on it with varying degrees of incompetence.
Dick.
Jason.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
No.
Oh, son of a...
I'm going to wait for the cast list.
It stars Jason Statham, Brad Pitt, Benicio Del Toro, Dennis Farina, Vinny Jones,
Rade
Sherbagidigaya.
Was my guess embarrassing? Is that bad?
It was a Guy Ritchie film, which was better than Midnight Cowboy.
It was a good movie, too, and I can't remember. It was like Ace something. Oh, my God. I can't remember. No, I don't know it.
Okay. Who's the cast again?
Jason Statham, Brad Pitt, Benicio Del Toro, and then Dennis Farina, Vinny Jones.
What about that? Is it Snatch?
That's Snatch.
Snatch.
Are you thinking Smokin' Aces?
I thought maybe Smokin' Aces, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
All right.
Snatch.
Okay.
Snatch. I should have known Snatch.
Okay, let's just proceed as if this is going really well.
-1 to -1.
Great.
I feel like I haven't played this game in
Can
a while.
Can I beat you with the negative?
Oh, yeah. Somebody come.
He goes -2.
Have we ever had a winner in the red? Surely it's happened in some. No, probably not.
I don't believe so.
Okay, #3, Nick.
Hard-hitting drama about a white rapper from inner city Detroit.
Jason. Mile.
Yes.
If you had one chance or one opportunity to realize everything you ever... Mom spaghetti. Okay. So now that I got that correct, Alyssa, here's how the game works. It's going to seem like I'm cheating since it's me who's... but no, this is... you can get a bonus point for each actor from the cast that you name, but you have to name them in the exact order they are billed on
TVGuide.com. Which they make some interesting decisions.
And if you get any part of it wrong, you get no points. I mean, you get...
How many do you have to name?
So you can name as... You could just do one. I could just do Marshall Mathers if I want.
We do up to six.
Okay.
But, it's increases the difficulty the more you go.
Okay.
I've seen 8 Mile, I think. He does it with Brittany Murphy on a countertop somewhere.
That's also Midnight Cowboy.
I don't know what happens at the end. Fights the Insane Clown Posse, probably. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's how the movie ends.
Kid Rock is involved. Something.
Yeah.
All the Detroit things.
We're not Detroit.
I'm gonna go crazy here, just because I feel like going crazy. It's Friday. Who cares? Give me, in order, Marshall Mathers, Eminem. I don't know how he's built, but that's gonna count. #2, Brittany Murphy. #3, Mekhi Phifer. Final answer.
Oh.
I'm sorry. We're looking for Eminem. Kim Basinger.
Oh, God.
Mom.
I was like, I bet you his mom is somehow involved here.
Then Mekhi Phifer, then Brittany
Murphy, #4.
Oh. Yeah.
Is it Basinger?
The dead.
Don't ask me follow-up questions like that.
Kim Basinger.
Basinger.
What did you say?
Basinger.
Probably Basinger.
Oh, okay.
Kimmy B, that's what I call her.
Kimmy B, you know her like that?
He says so many interesting things, I never really...
Just say it with confidence, and normally nobody calls me out on it.
I'm very sorry.
No, it's fine.
Lucky it wasn't a bass singer. Okay.
Bass Nectar.
But that does get me back to 0, so it's 0-1.
Yep.
Are we going to the fourth one, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, 4th one.
A bookish Adonis and a gnomish hellion learn they are twins who were separated at birth. Jason.
Twins.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's the description for that movie?
Yeah, I was like, I almost buzzed in to say Hellboy.
No, I literally was thinking that. I was like, Hellboy?
A bookish Adonis.
Adonis.
And a gnomish hellion.
Why would they?
Bookish? Well, yeah.
I guess hellion? Dirty.
Yeah,
hellion?
Hellion.
Okay.
Okay. So, which order do they put them in? Same bonus point situation. Does anybody remember the lady pieces in that?
Oh, my God. I watched this movie recently, too.
Have they done a reboot on that, a remake?
They're doing triplets with Eddie Murphy.
No, really?
I believe so.
Hang on. Eddie Murphy.
He's the third brother.
Two Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was thinking, well, I hate reboots, but I might be down for that reboot. That one sounds fun, but not
that.
Well,
you know, if they do a reboot, it's literally going to be The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah. That's true. A problem for me. Okay, I'm just going to assume at that point, it can't be Danny DeVito first. So I'll go Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, final answer.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Who else is in there?
Then it's Kelly Preston.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe Webb. I guess the other lady piece, as Jason said. And then weirdly, Danny DeVito again. Bartlett.
Sometimes TVGuide.com.
The first Danny DeVito is DeVito, all one word. The second Danny DeVito is Day Vito.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Oh.
All right. So what happened there? Did I get 3 points? Three to negative one. So you're going
to. Still possible.
You need a Hail Mary.
You get a point for each name that
each
you need.
Each actor. Oh. So yeah, you could still do it.
Okay.
You could pull off of. You could get 6-7 points on
one
thing.
Let's
try this. Let's see what's going to happen on the last one.
And I wish I was good enough to put in Midnight Cowboy for this last one, but.
Hilarious.
No. Stick with what we wrote down earlier. A Tale of Three Teens. Growing up in a tough L.A. neighborhood, one lives for sports, another for crime, and the last learns from his father about strength of character and being responsible. This is where I pause because listening needs to buzz in and get this.
I feel like I know it, but I want to hear the actors.
No, you have to. You need points.
Oh,
need
four okay.
points.
Put the triangles on. All right, Alyssa.
Okay.
Boys in the Hood?
Yes.
Oh,
snap. Golly.
Yeah.
Is it my, man.
Is it my, you going menace to society?
Is it my inherent racism that I was just, I didn't even consider Boys in the Hood. I was just picturing which generic white boy from 1986 is starring in this thing. I feel like Will Wheaton is involved. That's how I got in the role. Will Wheaton. Yeah.
Three teens growing up in a tough LA neighborhood find a dead body and poke it with a stick.
That's what I was. Stand by me or lean on me? Which one is it? But I was like, there's four. There's four of them there, man.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, this is a clutch moment because that point gets you back to zero, Alyssa.
Oh,
you're not going to finish in the red. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You need three actors in order to tie, or you can go for the win if you name four. Let's see, would I be able to get to three?
Oh my gosh, I don't. All right, I'm gonna try my best. I don't know three. I can't think three. I can think two.
I can get you. I can get you.
I think two.
This is where I point out that I just described four characters in the description, but
there's four. Okay, I'm gonna try two.
Cheating. Just cheating.
Are you trying to help me along?
You got to get three, Alyssa. You need three to tie.
Okay.
So
all
you
right.
got to make
try.
One up. If
I'll make one up. Okay. So I'm going to say Lawrence Fishburne, Omar Epps. I don't know. I'm going to Cuba Gooding.
Okay.
Listen, I don't remember who the third was.
It's been a long time. Noble effort for you in your first game, so I'm not really going to bust on you here, but that was a terrible answer. it's got to be Cuba Gooding Jr., Ice Cube have to be the top two, and then I probably would go Lawrence Fishburne number three because I don't know any of the other ones. But Omar Epps, is he in that movie? Omar Epps? Poor man's Wesley Snipes?
I thought he was.
Spoiler alert, no.
Oh.
We're looking for Ice Cube.
Ice Cube
first.
Number one.
He's Doughboy, the one who lived for crime.
Right.
Cuba Gooding Jr., he's the last one who learns from his father about strength. Then Morris Chestnut plays
Ricky.
That's probably what
just
you're
just trying
getting.
To walk down an alley, eat some ice cream, gets blasted in the back.
Yes.
Don't do that to one guy.
Then Larry Fishburne. Then Nia Long.
Nia Long.
Is in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I got two out of that, but didn't roll.
All right. Hey, you're out of negative.
Good, yes, thank you.
Good first run there, Alyssa. Congratulations, John. You are going to go see Justin Furstenfeld at Blue October. Paul, we do have a prize for you.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.